Hello and welcome to another episode of Techotastic. It's Chris here, coming at you with another classic episode. I know I haven't been around in a while, and I know that, so we're just going to keep it rolling. I got a special guest here, one that I've been wanting to get on one of my podcasts. And of course, you can check out Trust Me, I Have a Beard on the side. But we're going to do a technology episode. My guest is my dad.
What's up?
It is.
What's up? What's up?
What's your formal name there, Dad?
I don't spell that WhatsApp. I spell it What's Up.
Right.
WATTS. What's up? I guess John Joseph.
John Joseph.
Yeah, you could say Jingle Hammersmith if you want to. Take a look at that. Look that up a little bit.
Right on. Excellent. So you decided, we both came to the conclusion of this episode, and it was predictions, right? We talk about predictions.
IT. Futuristic. Milestones, I guess would be called.
Right. Yes. Milestones. Yeah. Milestones in the sense of what your guidance counselor used to ask you. What were you doing? Or what will you be in 10 years? Right.
Right.
Where you see yourself.
Exactly. So like 1 year or 5 years, 10 years and 20 years is what I was interested in, what people would think the technology would be during those times.
Yeah. You know what it looks like? Let's see.
We're going to record it.
Okay.
It's stereo recording.
It doesn't look like it's recording stereo on this right now, but yeah, I'm sure it's picking up both mics and putting them into one.
Right.
Yeah, so milestones, right?
Yeah, so 5 years, 10 years, and 20 years.
In 20. Okay.
We're going to go that far out.
We're going to stretch out, yeah. We're going far out on this episode with your host, Chris, and my dad.
What's right. up? I can see you on video, but yours is the only audio. So there'd be audio and video.
There's a video floating around somewhere in the ether.
Right.
So normally what I do, Dad, is I talk a little bit about articles and stuff, you know, relevant things. But we're just going to jump straight into the episode itself, you know. Let's cut the formalities. And we'll jump straight into them. So how do you want to go about this? Are we going to go about this in a chronological way? Are you going to say your things first? Or you want to go back and forth?
What are you going to do? Are you going to go back from 20 years or forward?
How do you want to, you want to do 5, 15, and 20?
Well, you know what we just watched. What we just watched.
Yes.
Okay. So there's where most of all the high tech stuff is going.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
So they've already doubled our time here, meaning they can build things, you know, half as long as we can take. And they've been using that tech to get things done. So I guess, you know, being that we're from America, it would be like, it's crucial to go 20 years back, I guess, you know, 5, 10, and 20 years. 20 years from right now, it would be what? 2029.
Yes, 2029. And you're talking about China.
Right.
The country.
Yep.
So to go full circle on that, the Chinese, as their culture, their society. Yeah, there was even that old American guy, super investor apparently in America, that are just saying, hey, they get stuff done. And I guess that's the biggest reason why they're able to build things.
You're talking about Jim Rogers. That's his name.
Jim Rogers?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, they get things done. They're over there. They have the biggest rail system in the entire world. Unprecedented. Does, what, 250 miles an hour, if I remember correctly?
Right.
It just zips you around wherever you want to go in this massive land.
And they built all of it within, what, 25 years?
Yeah. Right. And just like that documentary was pointing out, there's an ignorance to that. And just like people stepping into the future, because inherently people will opt to have different presence, right? They have different days on this earth. And if they're stepping into what's capable in harnessing that, like the Chinese are doing, they're a perfect example of it, right?
Right.
Then they'll get the big picture of what's going on as far as using things rather than it use you, right? You said the other day that the only thing that needs to be a slave is technology. Make it a slave.
Right.
So just...
That's what it should be used for.
Right, absolutely. And the people that remain ignorant on the subject are going to get left behind simply.
Because they don't want to learn how to ride the bike?
Yeah.
Is that what you think the resistance is?
They're either
here?
Too lazy about it or too occupied on a different toy or TV show, whatever it may be. They don't want to embrace and go and step into the future. So why don't you go ahead and, you touch broadly on the scope of China. When do you think, what do you think is going to happen and what time scale as far as what we're predicting? Is it going to be 5, 10, and 20?
Well, they're going to be there already in 5 years. They're already 25 years ahead of us, so within 5 years, they're already... going to be living actually in the 21st century. There's no, I guess the word would be archaic way to pay for things and to get things done, so their life is going to be streamlined. Whereas here, everyone's resistant on the tech because they're so damn paranoid about it. And China, actually, what they're doing is they're kind of like scaring the world with their social system. And that kind of scares a lot of people away from going forward with the, with the tech that's online and that's been online. It's taken too long of a time for people to embrace Mint. So I think 5 years. I think by 2025 they will be the leader in the tech. And obviously the 5G network is what's scaring people a lot. And there's a good reason for it.
Yeah, it's certainly worrying about the different infrastructure that they have to upgrade and put in and all the bands that are going through our bodies. It's concerning for sure. There's not enough studies being done on that sort of angle. But I definitely agree with you. China is going to take over as far as the leader in that. I mean, it's very much already that right now.
Yeah, especially with all their payment systems that they got going on.
Yeah, we've just adopted stuff like that, but it's fragmented, right? It's not a standard in our society to pay with your phone. Certain merchants will allow you to do that, but not all of them. So, that kind of leads into my prediction in 5 years. And China does have a huge influence over this, and that's blockchain. I feel blockchain in the next 5 years is going to be implemented in some sort of way, whatever sector, as far as tracking data. That can go anywhere, right? It can go to medical records and all the other things, as far as vegetables and whatnot, or tracking electricity, you know. But I also put may become obsolete when quantum computers come out.
What would become obsolete?
Blockchain.
A blockchain is just a way to say that everything's grouped together.
Right.
But most people don't even know what blockchain is because they use that word block. And if you could just imagine as a chain, you put everything on your chain, and everybody's in on the same chain, so things can't be fraudulent. So that's my short summary of what blockchain is.
Absolutely. There's a proper redundancy in there.
Yeah, but they have not educated or informed the general public how simple it is and how advanced it can be. And it just scares people away from technology.
How do you think China would adopt blockchain? I mean, they kind of already are in a lot of ways because they have most of the mining farms is in China, you know.
What are they using there, you mean?
Yeah, how do you think they're going to adopt it?
Well, they're already doing it. They're already using it. I would think so, right, Chris? Because there's no cash, really. From what we just watched on that video, which is a video, it was titled New Money, Stansbury Channel.
Yeah.
Hardly any paper or coins in the last 5 years.
Right.
So they're using, what was it, WeChat and what? What was the other one?
Alibaba, for sure, and...
No, there was another main one that they all pay with.
Okay.
And, of course, you have your QR code, which is blockchain technology. That's what QR code is.
It's right.
Literally blockchain technology from China.
Well, they have their own centralized system that's not necessarily using a coin, right? They're not using a traditional blockchain coin. They're using something that's more of on their system, right?
Like, what are you talking about? What system?
On their internet, let's say, their intranet.
See, that's another thing too, is they supposedly have all these restrictions on their internet. Mm-hmm. So you have all their money flowing with this high-tech platforms, which are blockchain platforms, blockchain technology. And yet you have a social system set up in place to where if they don't pay their parking tickets or whatnot, then they can't leave to go outside of the country until the fine's paid. So they're actually, you know, using technology in a good way and in a very restrictive way, because, you know, if you don't pay your parking ticket, you show up at the airport and you can't get on the airplane because you didn't pay your ticket for the parking, not the airline ticket, for the parking ticket, then you just disrupted your whole life.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they're centralized. I mean, their monetary currency is the yen. So how are they using it
there? It's not the yen. It's the Japanese.
That's the Japanese currency. It's right across. Okay. So theirs is what?
Theirs is the Chinese yuan, I believe.
Okay. So, but what I was getting at is that over here, we have a thing called PayPal that integrates all these banking institutions and debits and credit cards. So what are they using there? I would think it'd be like WeChat. So that's what you should be looking up with WeChat, see what that is actually.
Right.
Being that it's one of the
so largest. WeChat China is essentially like this is what they're using to pay with as well.
That's what I was talking about.
Gotcha. Yeah. It's essentially WhatsApp. Essentially WhatsApp.
That's why I started the show that WhatsApp.
Or ICQ.
You know, that's why I started the show. What's up? But I spell it WATTS, like Watts.
Yeah.
App.
Well, so what do you think about quantum computers? Quantum computers.
I think that's too big of a step right now. It's too big of a step. People could barely manage their own mobile phone. Their mobile device. Mm. It's more than a phone. They don't even know. They don't even have the proper lingo what it actually is. Mm. And most of them aren't using it, you know, what it should be used for. Mm. At least here in the western part, they're not using it at all what it could be possibly used for. And I think it's because they're intimidated by it. They're not comfortable riding their bike. They feel more, they get more satisfaction and entertainment from being online and saying how great of a day they had or how terrible of a day they had, just to get attention instead of focusing on their life and what they're doing with their life. The technology's taken over their life by giving certain people that need it, adoration and notoriety. So here in the West, that's the reason why it took 20 years just for people to get an email address. I mean, that's pretty sad. And yet China can build a whole train, railway from nothing to everything in 20 years.
Yeah, very true. Very, very true. I do feel quantum computers are inevitable, whether China pioneers them and makes them a standard or not. I think it's going to happen, I feel, in the next 5 to 10 years. But I do get what you mean. Americans don't focus on the next steps of humanity or what can solve our problems. They're focusing on the more superficial things, you know. How do I become a YouTube star or whatever it may be? So.
Right. So, what I had a couple of questions written down here. Like, what you think it should be used for, IT?
IT?
Yeah, what you think it should be used for.
What, information technology?
Yeah, how you think it should be used. Don't talk about Twitter and Facebook and all that crap, because no one's using it the way they're supposed to be using it. Those platforms are for the people that need adoration and they need, you know, constant approval from everyone around them in order just to even breathe and carry on.
Yeah.
Because they have so much here to distract them. So yeah. How do you think it should be used?
Well, IT it should be passed on as traditional knowledge. The same knowledge that we carried on from counting on an abacus should be treated as information technology. Coding should be a very integral part in schools, and the whole idea behind how to use technology should be integrated in schools as well. So as far as information technology is concerned, I mean, that's what I think it should be used for.
You think they're doing that now in school? They're showing the young generation how to use it? Because I don't think they are.
No, I don't think so either. The whole consumer market of getting the next best thing and downloading this one app that only does one little function, that's the extent that people use their smartphones, and that's pretty fucking sad. People still miss, you know, waking up on time. For instance, you know, I'm sure some people say they wish they had an alarm clock and they got a smartphone, you know. But no, I don't feel that's taught in schools. Some sectors, I'm sure, some parts of the country, And there's certainly some kids, I'm sure, that are growing up, but they're few and far between that are interested in the technology. They're more interested in how they can consume the entertainment over here. That's what I feel.
Right.
And, they should be more focused on how to actually harness that technology to make the lives better.
Right.
Simpler.
So I brought that up because of the fact that people, mostly in the Western world, they what they call hoodwinked. You understand what that means? Because I have it up here on the screen.
No, go ahead and
see what Wikipedia says. Okay, so hoodwinked would be, they got a lot of stuff here. I mean, I'm just looking for, they came up with a name of a movie or something, but I'm looking for the definition of hoodwinked. You know what that means?
No.
Hoodwinked? You never been hoodwinked?
No.
Never heard that term?
No, never.
Okay. So hoodwinked is, as soon as I can get the, how do I go back to it? Go back, I guess. Just look for a damn definition of it. So here you go. Hoodwink. Okay. You guys aren't giving a definition. So, I'm just going to do a search log. So my definition of hoodwink is when people deceive you.
Okay.
It's right there. It says hoodwink, definition, to deceive or trick.
Okay. I see. Yeah.
So how would you use technology to prevent that? Because that's something that if you get hoodwinked, then that means it's going to interrupt your life. So like if you get hoodwinked 2-3 times every day, how are you possibly going to be able to function not only the right way, but the way that you really want to? So what could be put in place? What kind of IT could there be to prevent hoodwinking? That's what I'm asking you. Good question, though. Okay. Let's hear it. That's fantastic.
You know, things like Adblock and using technology so you can get to the straight answer, get to the thing that you want quickest. You have to learn it just as much as the people that put in all the technology. They don't even understand how it can be used, you know.
So you see the related words there on the screen?
Yeah.
So could you read those off so people could know what hoodwink could be? Because this is happening all the time online.
Misled, hoax, scam, screw, fake, bluff, fool, swindle, defraud, victimize, bamboozle.
Con there, bamboozle.
Con.
So there's so many people out there right now that are showing, they're exposing the people that have hoodwinked other people.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the reason why I brought that up and asked you, because that's important in a day-to-day connection online. Because if you're doing something serious in your life, then you know, like, for example, if you're, so many people in the West, they're hesitant on even booking an airline ticket because they don't know if it's a legitimate website or a server, and they don't know if it's legit. So the integrity is really where we're at right now. And this time is 2019, which is going to be 2020. And there has to be something set up in place to where people won't be hoodwinked.
Yeah.
Do you agree to that, or do you think it's going to continue the way it is of doubt, and you don't really know who's on the other side? Because without blockchain technology, how would you know who that person is? You got to get involved with it first.
Well, unfortunately, you know, our society is built around that. It's built around trying to fuck each other.
What, trust?
It's on the outside it's built around trust, but on the inside it's built around corrupt people that want to hoodwink other people, right? Mislead, bamboozle.
Right.
And, I mean, you see it everywhere. You see it on YouTube ads. Click here, go here, pay this. You see it on dumb little microtransactions on games. You know, people spend hundreds of dollars on those little games to get extra time to play. And our society's built around that. Oh, good job for doing that. You know, I feel whoever made that, they're evil, deceptive people.
Made what?
The application.
What application?
Let's say any of the mobile applications that have those microtransactions, like Candy Crush, and I can't think of another one right now, but I'm sure there's tons of them. Clash of Clans.
Right, they're slowly disappearing.
Yeah. Well, the older generation got really, really entranced in those. But and then look at all the robocalls that we get every single day. You know, personally, I get probably fucking on average 5 a day. So our society's built around that, and it's sad because that's how greedy we are. And that's we're just doing it wrong here. We're doing it absolutely wrong.
What do you say wrong? I think it's because they're hesitant on they're resistant. They're resistant on going forward and embracing the mint. And that means their minds being strewn all over the place. You mentioned Candy Crush. I mean, gosh, if that market didn't exist, then those developers or coders or scammers or hoodwinkers wouldn't even exist.
Yeah.
If that generation or those group of people didn't exist, well, the only way to get those people through is to show them how to ride the bike. So there was someone by the name of, and a lot of people know this name, I'm sure, but Jordan Peterson said that eBay is a perfect example of the resilience of America, because it took them, you know, over 20 years to stay established. And once they stayed established, the people understood, you know, that they, in order to participate, they had to be real. They had to have integrity. So that's the reason why eBay is actually booming, and a lot of other auction, sell your own merchandise, like Letgo, they just cut eBay out, is successful because people were real. If they want to really sell something, then it'll work. And they know the buyer and seller are legitimate instead of wondering about it and questioning.
Yeah.
And the transactions happen so quickly that before they know it, you know, they got their money, the seller got their money, and the buyer got their product.
Yeah, I mean, it's more commonplace now to accept the anonymity of the stranger. You know, you Uber is the perfect example. You get into some stranger's car and they drive
you around.
Well,
so what's the difference in the cab?
Well, the cab is, you know, this guy works for an actual cab.
But what should that make a difference, though?
Their car.
It doesn't matter, though. Uber rides, they work for Uber.
Yeah, but you could sign up on Uber, you know, just straight from your phone. You don't got to walk in anywhere.
Like, well, that's, I think it's even worse when you flag down a damn taxi. You don't even know who they are. So well, it's the mindset of the people
exactly.
Here.
Yeah,
in this part of the world, they don't have faith in each other. That's really where all this tech is leading them to. And it's either going to lead them there and set them free from it because they have faith in their self, because if they have the integrity, then the infrastructure will support whatever they're doing, whether they're buying or selling or coming or going or whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
That that doubt, that hoodwink will be gone. There won't be no more hoodwinking.
That'd be great. So no more advertising?
Well, no, advertisers will just realize that the people that are buying the product, well, you know, it's better to match the people buying the product if they are interested versus printing up 50,000 flyers and sending it out, and 20,000 of them end up in the trash.
Right.
And they only get a certain amount of business. That's the old model of literally spamming or saturating an area.
Yeah.
And getting 1% out of the whatever you put out. So if you put out 10,000 flyers, you're going to get at least, you know, 100 people guaranteed to be a customer. That's a pretty big ratio. So now you have people that want something instant, and they don't really, most people, for the most part, when they want something, they want it right then.
Yep.
They don't feel like waiting, and that's the reason why there's one-day delivery and even one-hour delivery. So why not use that tag for that and cut out the mistrust and the doubting?
Yeah.
And embrace it. That's definitely what has to happen. And the only way you can do that is to show the people how to ride the bike. You can't just say, here's the bike, ride it, learn it on your own.
Yep. Well, good thing people are subsetting themselves to the Candy Crush microtransaction time. So, all right, so let's go ahead and categorize that then. Wrap that subtopic up. When would that happen? 5, 10, or 20 years?
Here?
Yeah.
What, in the Western world?
In the Western world, yeah. Let's just
I'm having a lot of doubts that it's going to happen before the opposite, the restriction part, like what they have over there now, the social code that they got running now with facial recognition and flag for a ticket that hasn't been paid for, so you can't leave and you can't follow through with your life. I think that's going to happen here first.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to put a clamp on everyone just to stress them out so much that they're going to hate and despise technology because of the pride that they hold here.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. What I foresee happening.
Okay.
If there's something that doesn't step in and educate them and say, this is the bike, this is how you ride it, this is how you drive it, this is what will happen, this is what won't happen, you eliminate that paranoia and that unknown, and everyone's riding the bike and not worried about the bad part of the technology, which is, you know, if you didn't pay your parking ticket, you can still travel.
Yeah.
But we're going to remind you about it every time you log in.
Yeah.
That's the kind of tech I foresee happening, instead of them putting a restriction on their flight and they can't go to another state. And if people buy into that, then they're not going to get on that bike and ride it.
No, you're right. So they're going to remain stagnant.
Yeah, they're going to be under control. Total control.
Well,
and that's what the 5G network hiding,
yeah,
is the total control of something like that. Uh-huh. If the mass people stop playing Candy Crush, then we'll be okay. Period.
Okay. So maybe 10 years?
If it happens here, it's going to be 20. In China, it's 5. Everywhere else in the world, I say 10, 15. They're embracing it very quickly. The rest of the world, besides the Western world, embraces progress very eloquently.
Mm.
And they don't resist it. But they
definitely
also have the mindset of, how can it help everyone? Not just help me. You know, how fast is my internet? How fast is my car? How fast is my boat?
Yeah.
They don't look at it that way. At least that's what I've noticed when I've traveled. And I've only traveled to a few places. You traveled to a lot of other places. Look how quickly those places embrace the tank.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. The sooner you do, it's behind you at that point, right? It's behind that civilization and, you know, all that superficial shit. How many likes do you have? You know. those things only exist because there's a way of making money, right? So they might get that flyer thing. You're just talking about the flyer thing. So,
right.
You know, all these YouTuber influencers, and they only make money because they get that residual little bit back. I mean, advertisers gawk over a couple of percent of return because they flood everyone with everything. I mean, you look around in America, there's advertisements for damn near everything. You know, down to a pill that'll fuck you up, to the beer, you know, bar the cigarettes. That was a different time.
Right.
But so I do understand what you're saying. That'd be nice. 10 years, 20 years.
For here?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it should happen next year because, I mean, everything's so high-tech here.
It should.
It's just hidden. It's hidden with these big, gigantic companies that they want to make sure that they can get paid in the future, and they're trying to figure out a way to get their money from you.
Well, this kind of segues into my next prediction here. It's an obvious one.
What?
Robots. So robots in the sense that they'll, I mean, there's already a Roomba, right? There's already a Roomba that vacuums up the house and whatnot. And I just found out that they're making one that's going to be cutting the lawn now.
So, right, all those are there. They've been there.
That's
a part of what I was saying about these big companies. They haven't. They just haven't been showing it. It's been hidden. You know, the things that you're talking about, they've been doing for probably 5 to 10 years here.
Of course, yeah.
It's not saturated. People haven't adopted it because they don't want something running around on their floor backing shit up. They really don't. They don't really care about that.
Right.
You know, what they care
They'd
about.
They'd rather do it themselves.
But the mindset here mostly, and you're involved with it too, and that's what that video was, kind of what we were looking at, is that, you know, how do you make money? Well, I got news for you. You got to earn it. And I don't ever hear hardly anyone say earn money.
Yeah.
Most all of you say make money. You don't make it. You earn it. And to get a 5,000% an increase on a stock or something.
500,000.
Whatever it could be, that's kind of greedy.
So yeah.
If you take $1 of that percentage from, say, 100 people, and multiply it times 1,000 people for whatever the stock is and whoever's owning it, you know how many people you could feed? Just the basic necessities. So in order to have wealth, as people call it, wealth, you know, you have to be able to distribute that in order to have that, because those people live here too. That's why they're building these fancy, you know, we just watched Beijing, Tianjin, and all those places in China go from being barren land to super metropolises, right? What, within 10 or 15 years?
Yeah.
And of course, the obvious one to point out is Dubai. I mean, that place was a desert. There was nothing there. Nothing. Yep. There's not even water there. Look what they did. So what they did is the super wealthy proved that they're looking for places and building places to get away from the common people, because they don't want to, you know, they don't want to have to hear the trash can guy.
Sure.
You know, they don't want to be mixed in with the population. So there's a big shift coming.
They're willing to have the robots.
Well, I mean, the robots, they've been around as far as the automation. That's what's really going to be, you know, prevalent or known everywhere, is all this automation. Like, for example, the garbage people collecting garbage, you know, and they're doing it right now. It's automated.
Yeah.
And the Western world here needs to adopt that fast.
Sure. Absolutely.
Really fast.
Yeah.
It does is cause chaos with people that, you know, don't have a Roomba, you know, to back in their floor. They still got a dirt devil.
Yeah, definitely. And cats like it too, right? They like riding on it.
I guess. My cat.
All right. What's another prediction for you?
Well, I don't really have any kind of predictions. I just predict that the Western world's gonna, you know,
fall behind.
Not necessarily fall behind, but
lose its steam.
No, they're gonna be too complacent, and
yeah,
it's not gonna be a good place if people don't, you know, agree on basic, simple ideas and then use the tech in the same way everywhere.
Yeah.
In other words, it's the same system. It's just used a little bit different. Example, if you are living in a hot area compared to a cold area, the procedures are going to be a little bit different because they have different seasons and different temperature changes. But everyone sticks with the same process and use the tech.
Yeah.
Then the wealth will be even more widespread. You know, people will be wealthy just by not having to stress out about paying their rent or their mortgage or feeding themselves.
Yep.
They'll be wealthy.
Absolutely. I definitely can agree with that.
Sounds like a
good shift in society as far as making us more productive, making us solve the problems of tomorrow.
Yeah. Right.
5, 10, 20 years.
Well, I mean, I think it should happen soon.
Yeah.
Sooner than later, because
we do have a lot of capabilities already. Sure.
Right. And the one that we've talked about a lot of people like to talk about and mock it, but you can't fix a road 1 year and the next year go out and fix the same spot and think that that's acceptable, because it's not. They have adhesive stuff that will not break up. So that's just a basic thing that most of the world mocks it. You know, a lot of these places, they don't have potholes. I mean, they have actual material that will never, ever, ever break down.
Yeah.
And why it's not being used here, it should be obvious, because the people that keep filling up the bottles, they're putting money in their pocket, and a lot of money.
Yeah.
And until that's taken care of, then how else can anything else be taken care of? It won't. Until those people are done, and that means that the ones that have been responsible for filling the potholes up, they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And the tech comes in and says and solves it, the people aren't going to believe it. They're not going to believe that tech will help their life in any way. If they can't even fix a pothole, then why would they sign up for this or sign up for that?
Yeah.
And that's how I see the resistance. That's the reason why they keep using excuses like, you know, potholes. And that causes many, many, many problems for a lot of people with the vehicles that they use.
Yeah.
Okay, so what? You're looking at me like you don't know what else to say. I got a couple things written down. So where does the privacy line start?
Yeah.
Where does the privacy start, you know, when people get all nosy in each other's life? Because there's no one that's spotless. And that's been the problem here in this existence, is everyone tries to be so clean. And it seems like the ones that say they're so clean,
well, it's perception,
are the
thing.
Ones that aren't clean. I know, but the tech can catch anything.
Yeah.
There's no person alive except for the people in Sentinel Island, and you can go look that up and see who I'm talking about, that can escape this technology. And I'm talking about no one. It doesn't matter who they are. And they all know that.
Yeah.
These big, wealthy, huge names, they have more money than the banks. They can't escape it. So that's kind of like where we're at right now, is we have a big conscience shift happening, to where people are, you know, you got that one group of people that are building cities like Dubai.
Yeah.
Because if you live in Dubai, you're making a lot of money and you come from royalty. Don't move there.
You got the nice roads.
Yeah, and then there's no potholes.
Yeah.
You just don't move to Dubai and think you can just stay there. That's not how they work, you know. So we have a lot of segregation going on with these super wealthy people of the world, and they're just flooding money into it's either a new city like Dubai that's never been even on the map except just as a desert. And if anyone was to look at Dubai and how it was created, then you can say that there's nothing that people can't build in this world. And if you can't believe that, look, the Dutch people put an underwater road from I think it was South Korea to Taiwan.
Yeah.
Okay, so those 2 feats there, and accomplishments right there should signal that we can do anything when you get the right people together and they have the right intentions. Then, you know, you're not building a whole bunch of Dubais.
Yeah, yeah. Less resistance, for sure. Yeah.
So where does the privacy end is what I was asking
you. The privacy end?
Yeah, because the internet can catch everything. That's what I was saying. Where does the privacy end?
The privacy ends when you commit a crime.
What's a crime? Because one crime in one place could be not a crime in another place.
Yeah. When there's a let's say universal law, let's call it that.
Well, the universal laws don't hurt each other. Don't touch each other.
You know, I'm saying, you know, a whole world, a world law, theft, murder, things like that.
I know, but what I'm asking you is that where does the privacy line stop about the responsibility of, say, an elected official in whatever country, if they have, they're not who they present themselves to be, mm-hmm. and you find out more about them, mm-hmm. then how long are they going to be elected official? Because the longer that they're elected with all that, whatever they're doing, and you say crime, then all that's going to do is, keep them filling in the potholes. That's all they can do is just keep filling potholes in. And how long before those people are gone? The people have to get rid of those people. It's not about the crime. It's about them continuing the crimes.
To continue
doing what they've been doing. And what I'm saying by that is for hundreds of years. And that's, self-preservation of their own nation. So you got one nation that says this is illegal and the next nation that says, no, it's not illegal. So where do you draw the line for privacy? That's what I asked you. How do you do it?
When you close the door, that's...
but the internet's inside.
Shut off the device.
The internet used to be outside. Now the internet's inside. Yeah, you just figured it out. It happened recently to us, right? In the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
You literally just turn off the internet. And in this case, they turned it off. But you have to be able to turn it off.
Yeah.
In other words, you have to be able to use it for what you're supposed to be using it for. That's why I asked you earlier, what should IT be used for?
So it has to be, it has to have integrity, yeah.
And it can't be Candy Crush, right?
Integrity, trust.
Can't be Candy Crush.
It can't be Candy Crush.
Because the people playing Candy Crush are what? Getting what? Abused.
Yep.
They might be entertained and amused.
Yeah.
But they're being abused by the old way of the people.
Right.
Which being would tempted. Be like the micro payment thing that you were talking about.
Yeah, they're being tempted.
That's how they got in the door.
Yep, absolutely. Looks like we're about running out of time.
We're running out of time. We got all the time in the world, but let's see where I'm at here. What, how many minutes? We're up to 50 minutes?
50.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
China.
Yeah, China. That's really what's going on because the Chinese, the population of the Chinese, enough of them have latched on to the technology to where it's literally, that's what's sweeping the world with the craze and the trending of all this new high tech advanced things because of the population.
Yeah.
And because of the nation, all the ancient technology, blockchain, the QR codes, all that came from China. A lot of people don't realize that. So I would suggest to people to embrace the tech and engage it to where their life is better and have faith in it.
Excuse me.
And see what happens. God bless you.
Yes, embrace the tech. That's what we always say here on Techotastic there, Dad.
Techotastic.
Thank you for sitting down and dealing with this.
Absolutely. I've been wanting to do it for a long time.
Yeah. We're wanting to embrace it as well. We embrace
the human race.
Yeah, as everyone should.
Right.
And you can do it with technology. You don't have to hate it. You have to make it your own.
That's the deal.
That'll
be a couple other episodes in the future you'll probably talk about. The deal. Yeah. Keep it Israel.
Yeah. We'll get down there. We'll get down there in another present episode. Well, thank you again, Dad. Hey, I love you.
I love you too, buddy.
And everyone, you guys have a techotastic day. Thank you.
Right on, Chris.